Om Shanti. Good morning. Baba often reminds us of our fortune and how elevated we are. But today, Baba's used four titles for us. Powerful, beautiful titles. Baba has said we are the holiest in the world. We are the highest in the world. We are the luckiest in the world. And we are the sweetest in the world. Does that make you feel very elevated? Well, Baba wants us to feel elevated all the time, not just when we hear the Murali. Yes, the Murali is a starting point, but if we keep something from the Murali in our awareness through the day, then those aspects of the Murali will keep revolving in our mind and keep us very high up above all the troubles of the world. Because so often we get asked this question by Brahmins and by people out there, well, how can you stay happy and content when there are so many troubles going on in the world? And yes, we're not going to laugh at the people's problems, but we know that if seeing those problems, we become troubled ourselves, then we don't have the capacity to help anyone else. If you see someone cry and you join them in crying, well, that's empathy, but it's not real sympathy in which you can actually pull them out of that state. And so Baba reminds us that we have to keep our consciousness up above, then we're going to be able to help people who are having troubles down below. And so today these four titles, Baba has explained the first three titles very beautifully. The holiest, and yes, we would say that we're making effort, we're moving on that journey towards total purity. The song was about purity in our thoughts, in our minds, in our actions, in our body, in everything we do. But yes, each one is moving forward number-wise, according to effort. But Baba's explanation of why he's calling us the holiest is very powerful. Not only does the soul become pure itself, but with the power of purity, we are actually able to purify the elements so that then we are able to have a pure body, but also we then come into a world in which everything is fresh and new and sattva pradhan. And so the holiest of all, because we purify the whole world. And of course we know that it's actually Baba who does it, but Baba gives us the opportunity to move ahead with that awareness so that then we fulfill that role. If you know that this is the role that you have to play, then you're aware of it and you keep yourself in that consciousness. You don't forget it. Can you imagine how a person who's a doctor, whether he's on holiday or whether he's in another situation, he'll always remember, I am a doctor. And on the plane, sometimes you hear people say, you know, there's an announcement on the flight. If there's a doctor on board, please come. So a doctor doesn't forget who he is, never mind anybody else with a high position. But Baba reminding us, you are the holiest. And so what should your awareness be? What should your consciousness be? But not only the holiest, you are the highest. And the reference that Baba has given there is that your stage is the most elevated of all. Think about what your thoughts were like before Baba and after meeting Baba, what your thoughts are like now. So your awareness your thoughts, your attitude, your drishti, your words, your actions, all of them the most elevated of all. Why? Because being children of God, God the highest on high, so Baba blesses us with becoming the highest and having the highest awareness, etc., with one idea, that we are the benefactors for all. Remember that you are the benefactor, and so what is the quality of your awareness? What is the quality of your attitude? Somebody is coming and they look unhappy. The bestower is going to make sure that they smile at them and spend a few minutes with them and try and help them. At work, at home, wherever it is you are, always the one who's giving. Not waiting for them to give you something, but you reach out to them and give them something. And so the holiest and the highest, the luckiest, God Himself has given you your fortune for 21 births. Is there any astrologer who can give you a guarantee for even one birth? They'll say, well, the omens look good, but whether it actually materializes or not is another question. And certainly there's no one on the planet who can give you a guarantee for 2 births, 5 births. And here is God Himself, the bestower of fortune, giving you the guarantee for 21 births. So just simply reflect on this one sentence from Baba's Murali, and the soul really feels that boost of energy, spiritual power that Baba wishes us to have. And then Baba's also mentioned that we are the sweetest. But Baba hasn't expanded on that. And again, it's because, yes, Baba is seeing our quality of effort and is seeing that we are trying to become sweet. But to be the sweetest of all, well, just stay in remembrance of the Father who is the sweetest. And in that awareness, you remember that actually that sweetness is within you. Somebody asked Mama the question, Mama, how can I become like you? And Mama's answer was, do you want to become Lakshmi? And it was actually Rajni Ben. So Rajni Ben asking the question, how can I become like you? And Mama said, you want to become Lakshmi? And Rajni Ben said, no, Mama, that's your role. But I want to become as sweet as you. And Mama's reply was very lovely. Mama said, just remember that you are that already. It's there within you. And so when we say to Baba, Baba, I know that sometimes, yesterday Baba used an interesting expression in the Murali, rough duff. Remember that? And of course what Baba meant was that sometimes the tone of our voice is a little bit rough, a little bit harsh. Maybe there's bitterness inside. Maybe there's a discontent inside. There's lack of fulfillment inside. So it's not what the person has done. It's what's inside of me that's coming out. Maybe I'm tired, whatever it is. But when the tone of my voice changes, then definitely it's something that's going to take a lot of time to repair in terms of the atmosphere, in terms of the person I've hurt. And so can I remember, I am the child of the sweetest Father, and so can I be as sweet as Baba, but also that it's there within the soul already, and I just have to be soul conscious to the extent that I connect with that sweetness and I express it in my life. I'm remembering the story of Michelangelo, and when he'd created the statue of David, somebody said to him, "This is magnificent. How did you do it? It's such a masterpiece." And he said, "I did nothing. I just removed the unnecessary bits of the stone." And so the image was there inside the stone, inside the marble. I just removed the unnecessary bits. And so what are the unnecessary bits that I've accumulated? And so can I remove those unnecessary bits? And then that sweetness of the Satupradhan stage that is there within the soul will emerge. When I think about mama, of course, the word sweet instantly comes to mind. But all of you have met one or many of the dadis. Is there anyone who didn't meet any of the dadis? Amazing. Oh, but you met Dadi Ratanmohini. Did you meet her? No? No. So Dadi Ratanmohini is still around, and her smile is beautifully sweet. And the only thing she speaks is when she reads the Murali to a small group. Most of the time, apart from that, she doesn't say. And we're used to this because Dadi Prakashmani also, the last period of her life, she spent in silence. There comes a point, I think, like Baba. Baba today has also gone into silence. I think there comes a point when pure, powerful souls feel that we've said enough. And whether people have listened or not listened is their fortune. We don't need to say anything more. So I think that Dadi Ratanmohini is at that stage also. But certainly all the dadis, just remember them. And what you'll remember is how, with their sweetness, with their love, they uplifted everyone. Whoever came in front of them, there was always a kind word, a word of benevolence, a word of help that they would offer, so that the soul would come back to that original quality and experience that for themselves. And so sweetness is there within us. And as I say, Baba didn't elaborate on it in today's Murali. But you can see that when Baba begins every Murali with "sweet, sweet children," or finishes the Murali with "sweet, sweet beloved children," again, it's a reminder. I remember Daddy Janki telling Baba once, this would have been in 1965, 66, around that time. And there was a tape recorder that she had in Pune. And so she used to listen, she used to read the Murali, to read the notes, but also hear the Murali every evening in Pune. Evening class was hearing Baba's Murali on the tape. And in Madhuban, Baba had sent it to Ahmedabad. And in Madhuban, she would go to Madhuban frequently from Ahmedabad. Baba asked her if everything was fine in Ahmedabad. And she said, "Yes, Baba, everything's okay." And then Baba could see there was something in her eyes. And so Baba said, "But there's something else." And so she then told Baba, "Baba, I'm missing the tape recorder. Because when I read the Murali, it cuts out many of the sweet, sweet children, because they're saving space, saving time, whatever it is. So when they're writing the Murali, they keep some of the sweet, sweet, but not all of it." And I love hearing Baba say, "sweet, sweet children." Baba said, "Okay." Baba just listened and didn't say anything. And guess what? By the time she reached the center in Ahmedabad, there was already a tape recorder that Baba had sent for her. And so Dadi's love was the Murali, but also hearing Baba speak the Murali with those sweet, sweet words. So how many times have you heard Baba say, "sweet, sweet children"? And every time you hear it, does it make you feel that Baba's talking to me? is not just a general expression, but Baba's talking to me. Every Murli is for me. And especially when Baba is saying, sweet, sweet children, that's for me. And so remember that, and gradually that sweetness will emerge. And I shouldn't say gradually anymore, because I don't think there's time for gradually anymore. I think it has to be really focused, intense effort at this time, because I don't think we have a huge amount of time to make gradual changes. But we've been hearing this for a long time. Even if you've been with Baba just a few years, you've heard this many times now, so let me now just do it. But the other part of the Murli is also interesting. Over the last few several Murlis, we've had Baba talk about time and can you fix a date? And who has fixed a date for themselves? One? Yes? No? Yes? And mothers, sisters? No one's fixed date. Well, one of the things that happens when you fix a date is it makes you work very hard to be able to achieve it. If you've got a date for an exam, you may have spent the rest of the year messing around, but when you know there's an exam, you work hard to make sure that you reach a stage that you're comfortable with by that time. When you're changing the color of your walls in your house and somebody's birthday, somebody's anniversary, a festival comes along, then you say, well, I've been thinking about this, but now I really have to do it. It's Diwali, it's Christmas, I have to get this ready. And so fix the date. By such and such a time, I'm going to accomplish this, and it works. And so Baba knows human psychology very well. Baba knows that if there's a fixed date that you have to achieve something, you're going to work hard to make it happen. So this time, at that time, Baba gave everyone a date in the year 2000 in November. Who was around in Gyan 2000 November? A few, not many. I think many are at the retreat, the teachers are at the retreat in Oxford, but they would all have been certainly in Gyan at that point. But Baba saying, I'll give you 6 months. 6 months for you to remove the consciousness of I. And Baba asked them between November and 6 months, what will the day, what will the month be? And they said May. And Baba was saying that May means Meh. And so by May, remove I. In Hindi, Meh, I. And so by May, remove me, remove the consciousness of I and mine. I, just in everything we do, but mine, especially in terms of service. Baba has specified that. Can you remove the consciousness of mine in service? And if you do that, then through your transformation, revelation can take place. So Baba's not saying wait for anyone else. Baba's not saying yes, let it gradually happen. But Baba's talked about it for that. And then when Baba did come in 2001, so that was 2000 and then 2001. So when Baba did come in 2001, I don't remember what Baba said to us at that time, but Baba is in this Murli saying, Baba will see your faces when Baba comes at that time next season, and Baba will know from your faces to what extent you've done this homework. And so if I treat the Murali as something that Baba's giving me instructions for today, not that Baba said it at that time, yes, Baba did, but we are reading this Murali today, can I take that seriously for myself and give myself that deadline within 6 months, whatever it is that comes to? Can I actually have practiced soul consciousness to the extent that it becomes natural for me to think of I as the soul and not I as this? And if I've changed the I, then my and mine will also change, and I'll know that it is truly Baba who's doing whatever is needed. Even today, when we look back at what has happened in terms of service, just in the UK, never mind the rest of the world, the rest of the world is also, especially Bharat, is brilliant. But just in the UK, or even in London, just look back and see from the time you came to Baba to where service has grown to at this point, and you'll know that no human being could have done this. Yes, we had the fortune of having Dadi here, but she was the first one who would say, I didn't do anything, it was Baba. And so truly, it's Baba in charge who has done everything to bring us to this point. So whatever it is I'm engaged in terms of service, little things, big things, can I just keep in that in my awareness that it's Baba in charge, Baba who's doing everything and making everything happen? Also, sometimes I think that when you just say the word Baba, it's sweet and it's very close, but we become a little bit familiar and we don't always remember that Baba is the one who is the Almighty. The other day, when it was Mama's day and we were reading Mama's specialities, it was very interesting that the message was, the Madhuban Murali stated not just Mama's specialities, but the words spoken by the Almighty. And at that time, and I think they gave the date 1945, so at that time, when Baba would come through a trans messenger, on the one side they would use the word Piyu, the one, the beloved one. But on the other side, Brahma Baba would use the word Almighty. The Almighty is going to come to meet us. And so when you use that title, the Almighty, it again reminds you of who actually Baba is. Otherwise, we take it very casually. Baba is Baba. But remind yourself of whose words it is you're hearing, and it is the one who is the Almighty. And when I remember that, that also gives me more incentive to remember that, yes, these words are not just words, but these words are filled with power to become blessings for me. If I remember Baba's words and I revise them in my mind and I start practicing them in my life, then the practice is going to truly make me become, and that will be a blessing from Baba. Someone told me just a few days ago, when I asked Daddy, Daddy, how can I do this? And you all know that Daddy didn't like the question how, because she felt that Baba has told us everything in the Murali, including the how. Everything is there. And so Daddy's answer to this person was, when they said how, Daddy said, just remember three words. Practice, practice, and practice. So just remember three words. And if somebody says, how can I do this? No, Baba's saying, do it. And so whether it's soul consciousness whether it's remembering that I am the holiest, the highest, the luckiest, and the sweetest, let me remember these words. So, enjoy the Murali later.